Welcome to the VO Crossroads, a working VO's perspective, covering the ins and outs and the ups and downs of the voiceover industry. Here's your host, Rudy Abell. Me. Well, hello there. Welcome to the first ever VO Crossroads. I'm Rudy Abell. Let's get started. For today's topic, I was thinking about something along the lines of motivation, and not just your workaday, oh, get up, get him some coffee, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm talking about the motivation to begin and to carry on. What keeps you going in this business? This subject was inspired by a post I made over at the VO Life, and I just put out a basic ask, hey, what got you here? How'd you start? Where did you get your motivation to become a voice actor? And the stories were so varied. There is no one true way. Some people came from radio. Some people came from public speaking, teaching. Basically, just like in regular acting, there's always something that ignites that fire that basically gets the bug to bite you. Some people do it as a promise of a new career. Some people want to do it for just the thrill of being in something in media or just creating something. That's all valid. It's all good. And it's even all applicable somewhere down the line in business. So don't let really anyone tell you, hey, you don't have the right kind of voice for voiceover. And yes, I made an air quote when I did that. You can't see it because it's, you know, audio. But anyway, don't let people do that to you because you don't know where you're going to end up. Let's say your only issue was that you had a bit of an accent, or maybe you slurred certain words. Well, guess what? There's a whole genre called slurry conversational that you might want to get into. I mean, really, there is a voice for everything. The trick here, really, is getting to know which genres are good for you. Maybe commercial isn't for you. Maybe characters are for you. Maybe anime, video game, that kind of thing is for you. That's why it's a good idea to really spread your wings, try out things, see where you can go with this. Then, once you've had a taste of different kinds of things, then you can really concentrate, become interested in this art, learn all the aspects of the technical side, the performance side, the business side, which are all really kind of separate and require their own levels of skill. The next level of motivation is really all about endurance, especially after you feel like you've completed something. You just lay back, exhausted, having spent countless hours setting up your booth and your microphone and getting the classes and doing all these things. And saying, wow, I've run this race. Do I have to go any further? And of course, the answer is yes, you have to run tomorrow. You have to endure rejection after rejection and not take it as a rejection. Mind-numbing as it is to think, yes, you have to be able to say, oh, okay, they didn't choose me today, but did I suck? If the answer is no, then go home happy. You did your best. Of course, it wears on you. Because everyone who's ever had a win knows that it took a lot of no's to get to that yes. And this is true no matter what service or platform you're on, whether it's a P2P or you're on Fiverr and Upwork, or you have an agent, no matter what, somebody somewhere passed you over for somebody else, or they ended up picking you. That's the nature of this business, and you can't get away from it. That's the endurance part. You spend all this energy trying to create the perfect situation for yourself. You've made the perfect mousetrap. But where are the mice? You've run yourself ragged getting all this done and crickets. I mean, really, the silence is the worst part. The absolute worst part. Especially if you're doing something and you haven't had a ton of feedback. Oh my God. It's like, wow, you really start getting some weird mental syndrome at that point. Did I do it? Oh my God. Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. You know, you become your worst enemy at that point and the biggest tax on your own energy at that point. Think about that. You have to endure the onslaughts of your own mind. The first thing that has to go if you want to keep your motivation
is to basically kill your self-sabotage. Know when your brain is just giving you lip service and not dealing in the facts at hand. And you'll notice that most of the time, that which you think are problems are just really situations and not the showstoppers they pretend to be. The next motivation killer to go would be your expectations of time. Most of us want instant gratification. And frankly, instant gratification is not synonymous with voiceover. No, not in any way, shape, or form. It takes time. Everything takes time. It is said that it takes 3 years to learn any skill. That you have to walk the 10,000 steps, you have to throw the 10,000 punches and the 10,000 kicks, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What does that mean to you in voiceover? Well, that means simply that you had to develop. Some people start developing aspects of voiceover through their previous experiences as teachers, public speakers, actors, radio personalities. All these things that involved speaking obviously lends itself to voiceover because you had to make yourself clear to someone at some point in your life. So that person's development started then, not at the moment they got in front of a microphone or in front of a coach. So if you have no previous experience whatsoever in any way, shape, or form, yes, it's going to take you a little time to develop a personality, a character, if you will, because every voiceover artist is a voiceover actor, even if he's only playing himself. So don't put yourself through undue stress only because it's not happening for you now. That's like somebody digging a gold mine for 2 3/4 years and being 3 inches from a strike and quitting. If you're going to do this at all, you have to expect that you must go through the suck stage. You're going to suck in the beginning, okay? It's going to happen. You're not going to book in the beginning, not at least the major jobs. You can book elsewhere. Look for smaller gigs. That is where you get your experience. Certain days you'll feel like a rock star, and on other days you'll feel like no one knows you exist. In this sense, you really have to follow, you can call it the warrior way. You know that it's going to be difficult. You know the path you have to take. You know that it's going to suck here and there. You know you'll have to take the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. You know that some people are just going to be impossible. But you know that your skin is thick. You know your preparation. You know your history. You know that you can endure because you will not be moved. A warrior waits because he knows what he is waiting for. I know that seems like a lot just to do voiceover, but really, it's so much mindset. It's so much the way you consider things or what spaces you prepare for this. And I don't mean your audio space. I mean the spaces in your life. Some people do this as a hobby and would like to go to a full-time job, and it is possible. But don't fret if it doesn't happen this year or even next year. It might take several years for you to develop that kind of business. And that's a long game. The long game can wear on you, just like this rant. If you made it this far, hey, thanks for listening. I'll try to make these rants short. I'm not going to fill half an hour unless it truly, truly needs it. I might have guests. I might be talking about things like gear. I might be talking about basically anything that comes across my way as a working voice actor. So thanks again for listening. Do the whole like and subscribe thing, and we'll meet up here sometime soon. Bye-bye.